Hallelujah. May peace be with all brothers and sisters, elders and members.
愿主的平安和神的福气时常与你们同在。
May the peace of God and the blessing of God be always with you.
今天按照我们多伦多教会读经的进度来到了厄巴底亚书。
And according to the Toronto Bible Reading Progress, today we land at the book of Obadiah.
那从明天开始我们进入到了箴言的这个读经的进度。
And from tomorrow onwards, we'll be proceeding with a Proverbs.
所以我们如果还没有在读经进度赶上的人。
So if we have people that have not been caught up with the Bible reading progress,
我们今天一起赶上。
We can all catch up today.
我们来看厄巴底亚书。
Let's all turn to the book of Obadiah.
这个厄巴底亚书比较难找一点，因为它只有一章。
The book of Obadiah is a little more difficult to flip to because there's only one chapter.
它在阿摩斯书的后面。
It is behind the book of Amos.
那是在那个我们喜欢的约拿书的前面。
And this is before a classic favorite, the book of Jonah.
好，所以我们找一下厄巴底亚书。
Let's find in our Bibles the book of Obadiah.
虽然它只有一章。
Even though there is only one chapter.
但是它的内容也是非常的丰富。
But its message is also abundant.
好，我们一起来读哈。
So let us read the book of Obadiah.
我们先读前面的九节。第一节到第九节。
Let us first read the first nine verses.
好，那我们中文、英文都一起来念哈。
And let's read aloud both English and Chinese.
厄巴底亚书。
The book of Obadiah.
好像还有人没翻到，都翻到了哈。
Perhaps there are some people still have not found it yet.
还有翻圣经的声音。
Because there's still sounds of Bible flipping.
厄巴底亚书，好，翻到了，我们就到那边哈。厄巴底亚书第一节开始。
Let's start reading from Obadiah chapter 1.
我们先读第一节到第九节就好了哈。
Let us read from verse 1 to 9.
好，
stop at
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
厄巴底亚得了耶和华的默示，论以东说，我从耶和华那里听见信息，并有使者被差往列国去，说起来吧，一同起来与以东征战。第二节，我使你以东在列国中为最小的，被人大大藐视。第三，住在山雀中，居所在高傲的啊，你因狂傲自欺，心里说，谁能将我拉下地去呢？第四节，你虽如大鹰高飞，在星宿之间搭窝，我必从那里拉下你来，这是耶和华说的。五，盗贼若来在你那里，或强盗夜间而来，你和竟被剪除，岂不偷窃直到够了呢？摘葡萄的若来到你那里，岂不剩下些葡萄呢？第六，以扫的隐秘处何竟被搜寻，他隐藏的宝物何竟被查出？第七，与你结盟的都送你上路，直到交界；与你和好的欺骗你，且胜过你；与你一同吃饭的设下网罗陷害你，在你心里毫无聪明。第八，耶和华说，到那日，我岂不从以东除灭智慧人，从以扫山除灭聪明人。第九，提曼啊，你的勇士必惊惶，甚至以扫山的人都被杀戮剪除。好，这边看到这个先知他的名字叫做厄巴底亚，那他是从神得到了默示来论以东的话。
So here there is a prophet by the name of Obadiah. He received a vision or oracle from the Lord concerning Edom.
这个厄巴迪亚他的这个名字的意思就是敬拜侍奉神的人。
The name Obadiah means those who worship the Lord.
或者是侍奉也可以称作为神的仆人。
Or those that are of God's servants.
在旧约当中如果我们找一下有12个人叫做厄巴迪亚。
And in the Old Testament alone, there are 12 people by this name.
可见有很多人愿意来做神的仆人。
So then that means there are many people that are willing to be the servants of the Lord.
那他所得到的默示是关乎以东。
So the vision that he received was concerning Edom.
甚至列国要一起来与以东征战。
The nation shall rise up against the nation of Edom.
那这个以东是谁呢？
But who is this Edom?
我们把这个书签放在厄巴迪亚书，所以等一下回来的会比较快一点。
So let us place our bookmarks in the book of Obadiah, so when we return, it's a lot easier.
我们来看创世纪。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis.
创世纪的二十五章。
Genesis chapter 25.
创世纪二十五章第三十节。
Genesis chapter 25, verse 30.
我们从二十九节开始。
Let's start reading from verse 29.
有一天，雅各熬汤，以扫从田野回来，累昏了。三十节。
30.
以扫对雅各说：“我累昏了，求你把这红汤给我喝。”因此，以扫又叫以东住。就是红的意思。所以以撒亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒有两个儿子。
So Abraham's son Isaac, he had two sons.
长子叫做以扫那第二个儿子叫做雅各，他们是双胞胎。
And so he had twins, of the older was called Esau and the younger was called Jacob.
哥哥以扫他就是以东。
So the older brother Esau, he is Edom.
因为他为了这一碗红汤变卖了自己长子的名分。
Because for a bowl of red stew, he sold his birthright.
把这个长子的名分卖给了他的弟弟，他的双胞胎弟弟叫做雅各。
And he sold his birthright to his twin brother Jacob.
那雅各后来他神帮他改名叫做以色列。
And Jacob later on, the God changed his name to Israel.
所以他十二个儿子就是以色列的十二个支派。
And so the 12 sons of Jacob later became the 12 tribes of Israel.
以色列跟以东其实他们是非常亲近的，他们就是兄弟。
So Israel and Edom, they are actually brothers.
所以神在吩咐以色列人的时候特别说到说你们不可以憎恶以东人。
And so, God's commands to Israel, in the wilderness was that you cannot, overtake Edom.
我们来看生命记哈。
Let's turn to, the book of Deuteronomy.
生命记的二十三章。
Deuteronomy chapter 23.
第七节。
Verse 7.
和第八节。
And 8.
第七节，不可憎恶以东人，因为他是你的弟兄；不可憎恶埃及人，因为你在他的地上做过寄居的。第八节，
Eight.
他们第三代子孙可以入耶和华的会。所以在这边神吩咐以色列人说，你们不要去憎恶以东人，因为他是你的弟兄。
And here it tells us that you shall not abhor an Edomite to the Israelites, for he is your brother.
甚至神带领以色列百姓要到迦南地经过以东的边界的时候。
And so when God was leading the Israelites on the path of the wilderness to the land of Canaan, when they were passing by Edom,
在那个生命记的第二章
in Deuteronomy chapter 2,
他们在西尔的山，就是以东他们所在的地方，有一阵子在那边绕行。
They were circling in that area for a while.
那神特别吩咐他们不要去搅扰你们的弟兄。
God specifically gave a command to the Israelites to not bother the Edomites.
第五节说不可与他们征战。
And here it tells us in verse 5 to not go to battle with them.
他们的地连脚掌可踏之处我都不给你们，因我已将西尔山赐给以扫为业。就是说在二章的第五节。 Oh, it's okay. 好，他说，这个西尔山是神赐给以东的。
And so here it tells us that this Mount Seir was given to Edomites as a possession.
所以以色列人不要去贪爱他，也不可以去争夺他，因为这个是归神赐给他们兄弟以扫，就是以东的产业。
So the Israelites, they were not allowed to covet or come after this possession, for this possession was given to God, given by God to Edom.
所以说以扫他如果对亚伯拉罕的子孙来说，他也算是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And so, if we look at the lineage of Abraham, Esau also was a part of this lineage.
好，但是在这边，神借着先知却是要来一个等于是一个攻击的讯息。
But the report or the vision that the prophet Obadiah had was actually a report of a battle against Edom.
其中有几个原因。
There are a few reasons for this.
主要第三节说到他们心狂傲自欺。
And in verse 3, it tells us the pride of their hearts.
他们是非常骄傲的。
They are a prideful people.
所以神要来刑罚他们。
And so God wanted to judge them.
那我们从刚刚所读的，从第二节到第九节，里面我们可以看到他们有几样骄傲的原因。
And so from verse 2 to 9, there are several reasons for why they were being proud.
有五个原因。
There are actually five reasons.
第一个，他们居住的环境。
Number one was because of the area in which they dwelt.
他们居住在一个在西尔山。
They lived in Mount Seir.
居住在高处。
So this was a very high place.
是一个易守难攻的地方。
It was a fortress where it was hard for people to fight against.
大约海拔600公尺左右。
It was above ground of 600kilometers above ground.
Kilometers. 公尺。600 meters.
Oh, meters.
好，那他居住在山上，他就心里说：“谁能将我拉下去呢？没有人能够打败的我。”
Because they dwelt on high, they said to themselves, "Well, who can bring me down? No one can defeat me."
所以这些环境的优越让他产生出了一个骄傲的心。
So because of the environment they were in, produced in them a prideful heart.
好像住在这个高处有一个稳妥。一个稳妥，那个有很有保障。
And so they lived in this high place. It's like they had a good
security.
Security.
但是其实如果不是神看守城池的人枉然警醒。
But if it was not for God to watch over them, then it was all in vain.
如果神要将他交付他的敌人，他们就被打败了。
If God were to hand the Edomites over to their enemies, then they would be defeated.
再来他们。生活在高处，他们有一些财宝。
And so, because they lived in such a high place, they had many treasures.
但是这些财宝神要让他们被找出来，在第六节。
So in verse 6, these hidden treasures will be found and be sought after.
那第七节告诉我们说，他有很多的朋友。
In verse 7 tells us that they have many allies.
好像能够从人这边得到很多的帮助。
And it seems as if they were able to obtain much help from men.
但是神却告诉他，这些朋友，表面的朋友，最后本来跟你一起吃饭，但是后来却要设下网罗来陷害你。
But in verse 7, it tells us these allies or friends that seems to be your allies or friends on the surface, who eat with you, they may lay a trap for you.
第八节这边说到神要除灭，从以扫山除灭聪明人，就是他们本来有聪明人，但是要变成没有了。
And God tells Obadiah even that he would destroy the wise men of Edom.
第九节讲到他们的勇士后来也归于无有。
And in verse 9 it tells us all their mighty warriors shall also be dismayed.
所以其实以东如果以一开始来看他们有骄傲的条件。
And so if we look at Edom, yes, they had conditions for them to be prideful.
他们的环境非常的优美又很稳妥。
Their environment was beautiful and secure.
他们的生活富裕有很多保障。
Their life had many treasures.
他们很多朋友，很多盟友，好像 到处都能够得到很多的帮助。
They had many friends and allies who seemed to be willing to help.
而且在他们的群体当中，有智慧人，也有勇士。
And in amidst the people of Edom, there were both wise men and mighty warriors.
有了这么多美好的条件，其实都是神赐福给他们的。
And so they have all these good conditions because it was God who gave it to them.
但是他们没有将荣耀归给神，反而自高自大。
They did not give their glory to God. Instead, they became prideful in themselves.
这个在神面前就成为了愚昧。
And so, in the eyes of God, this is considered foolishness.
我们来看耶利米书。
Let us turn to the book of Jeremiah.
耶利米书的第九章。
Jeremiah chapter 9.
耶利米书第九章。
Jeremiah chapter 9.
23到24节。
Verse 23 to 24.
耶和华如此说，智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口，财主也不要因他的财物夸口。24节。
24.
夸口的却因他有聪明，认识我是耶和华，又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱、公平和公义，以此夸口。这是耶和华说的。在这边神借着他的先知啊，神如此说，智慧人、勇士、财主不要夸口。
And so here, through the prophet Jeremiah, God said, let not the wise, the mighty, and the rich, boast.
这个智慧人以今天来说就好像一些很有学历的人。
And so these wise men, they could be people who are very, they have a lot of credentials in their education.
有学历的人不要因学历夸口。
And so those who are educated, you shall not boastful in your education.
勇士对今天来说就好像一些很有工作能力的人。
And so these mighty men, they could be people who are able to procure jobs very easily.
所以说他们在他的工作岗位上如鱼得水，能够做出很多的一些成绩出来，但是这边告诉我们不要因他的勇力夸口。
And in their careers, they may be able to bear many results and fruits. But here it tells us, let not the mighty boast in his might.
那这个财主就是那些有财富的人，也不要因财物夸口。
And here it tells us, nor let the rich man glory in his riches.
这个智慧或者是说学历、勇士或者是说你的才能还是你的财物，这些都是好的。
The wisdom and the might and riches, these are all good things.
也是神赐给我们的。
And these are things that God can give us.
但是神不要我们以这些来夸口。
But God does not want us to glory in these things.
就好像我们今天早上从路加福音学习的。
Just like what we learned this morning from the Gospel of Luke.
人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
That a man's life is not according to their possessions.
但是要以什么来夸口呢？
So what should a person glory in?
要因为认识神而夸口。
But this, they should glory in this, that he understands and knows the Lord.
而且要知道神喜悦在世上施行慈爱、公平、公义，以此夸口。
And they must know that the Lord exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness.
因为在一个人骄傲之后,
because after a person is prideful,
他会偏离了慈爱、公平跟公义。
They will depart from loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness.
就好像这个以东一样。
Just like the country of Edom.
我们看回来厄巴底亚书。
Let us return now to the book of Obadiah.
我们来读下一个部分哦。
Let us read the next section.
他们怎么样恶待他们的兄弟。
How they treated their brother in violence.
我们从第十节读到第十四节。
Let us read from verse 10 to 14.
我们有书签嘛，所以都翻得很快哈。
But we all have bookmarks, so we flipped there very quickly.
从来没有翻厄巴底亚书翻这么快的。
And never have you flipped to Obadiah this quickly before.
厄巴底亚书第十节开始。
And let us read together from Obadiah verse 10 all the way to verse 14.
一二三
，one two three。
因你向兄弟雅各行强暴，羞愧必遮盖你，你也必永远断绝。十一，当外人掳掠雅各的财物， 外邦人进入他的城门，为耶路撒冷撵阄的日子，你竟站在一旁，像与他们同伙。十二，你兄弟遭难的日子，你不当瞪眼看着；犹大人被灭的日子，你不当因此欢乐；他们遭难的日子，你不当说狂傲的话。十三，我民遭灾的日子，你不当进他们的城门；他们遭灾的日子，你不当瞪眼看着他们受苦；他们遭灾的日子，你不当伸手抢他们的财物。十四节，你不当站在岔路口，剪除他们中间逃脱的；他们遭难的日子，你不当将他们剩下的人交付仇敌。好，在这边讲到啊，这个以东没有善待他的兄弟雅各，又是以色列。
And so here it tells us that the Edomites did not treat their brother, the Israelites, with kindness.
反而向他们行强暴。
Rather, they treated them with, in violence.
在他们的兄弟以色列遭难的时候，落井下石，袖手旁观，幸灾乐祸。
And so,
他就是
in the day of their distress, they rejoiced over their calamity and decided to not help them.
神的意思是要兄弟和睦同居。
And so God's will intended is for brothers to dwell in peace.
我们来看一下箴言。
Let us look at the book of Proverbs.
箴言的十七章。
Proverbs chapter 17.
十七章的十七节
Proverbs chapter 17 verse 17.
箴言十七章第十七节
Proverbs chapter 17 verse 17.
朋友乃时常亲爱，弟兄为患难而生。
A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity.
真的，可能我们在成长的过程当中有很多的朋友。
In the progress of our growth, we may encounter many friends.
常常一起玩，一起做一些有趣的事情。
They may do things together. They may enjoy themselves together.
但是你发现，当你真正遇到苦难的时候，有自己的兄弟姐妹，他们实在会在那边帮助你。
And so we see that in the times of difficulty, when you have a brother, then this is a really good thing.
就是有时候朋友都不见了，但是自己的兄弟姐妹他们不会离开你。
Because friends may depart you, but your brothers they will remain.
所以神喜悦看到兄弟和睦同居。
And so God desires to see brothers to live in peace.
他也特别，我们刚刚有读过，教导以色列人不要去骚扰他的兄弟甚至不可以恶待他们。
That's why the Lord commanded the Israelites to not abhor the Edomites nor treat them with violence.
但是以东在这边却是向他的兄弟做这样子不好的事情。
But on the other hand, Edom treated them in violence.
其实以色列会遭这个灾难，也是神在惩罚他们。
But the Israelites endured such affliction from the Edomites was also because of them, the Israelites.
他在被外国在侵略的时候，其实是神在惩罚他们。
When the Israelites were faced with captivity and exile, this was because of their own sin.
好像在士师时代。
Just like the times of the kings.
常常以色士师
judges.
King 也是一样的哈，尤其在士师时代，常常他们远离神、违背神、作恶的时候，神就兴起他们的敌人来欺压他们。
In the times of the judges, when the Israelites disobeyed and sinned against the Lord, God raised up enemies to oppress the Israelites.
但是所以他们其实是等于是神的惩罚了，罪有应得。
Because this is this oppression is because of the punishment of God.
但是 他的兄弟不应该在旁边幸灾乐祸。
But his brothers of the Israelites should not be at the side rejoicing in their calamity.
好像在小孩子在长大的时候,
just like how a person while they are growing up.
小孩哦，那做错事情，父母在修理他。
They might do something wrong, and they would be chastised by their parents.
好，那哥哥被修理了。
And so the older brother is punished.
那弟弟要怎么样?
How should the younger brother react?
弟弟不可以在那边很高兴啊。
The younger brother should not rejoice in their punishment.
太好了，这个哥哥终于被修理了。
They cannot say, "Oh, this is amazing. My brother got punished."
我也过去踹他一脚。
I'll go over there and sack him.
这样反而会怎么样？ 等一下爸爸的爸爸妈妈的愤怒转到这个弟弟身上，是不是？
So what happens is the parents will direct their fury and wrath towards the younger brother.
好，我们来看那个箴言。
Let us look at the book of Proverbs.
箴言的24章。
Proverbs chapter 24.
箴言的24章。
Proverbs chapter
24. 17节和18节。
Proverbs chapter 24 verse 17 and 18.
你仇敌跌倒，你不要欢喜；他倾倒，你心不要快乐。18节。
18.
恐怕耶和华看见就不喜悦，将怒气从仇敌身上转过来。哦，在这边说到连仇敌跌倒都不要去喜悦。
And here it tells us even when our enemy falls, we should not rejoice at their falling.
更何况是自己的兄弟。
This even more so if it's your own brother.
哦，所以自己的兄弟在被父母惩罚的时候。
And so if your own siblings are being punished by your parents.
好像哥哥在被惩罚。
Perhaps it seems as if the older brother is being punished.
那这个做弟弟的要怎么样?
At those who are the younger brothers,
他应该要以此为鉴戒。
They should
就是说他要想说我不要像哥哥这样子犯错。
They should learn to not make the same mistakes as their older brother.
那对父母有敬畏的心。
And they should have a respectful, an honoring heart towards the parents.
这个以东他看到以色列人被神惩罚的时候,
and so when the Edomites saw that the Israelites were being punished by God,
他应该要产生出对神有敬畏的心。
It should have resulted in them to have a God-fearing heart.
如果我向他们去犯错的话,
if the Edomites would sin the same way as the Israelites,
得罪了神,
and sin against God,
那这样子, 我的下场也不会太好。
Then that means my result may not be very good either.
但是他们却反过来不只是没有以此为鉴戒，反而还来跟着那些仇敌一起来攻击他的兄弟。
So not only did the Edomites not reflect about their actions, they in turn joined in the enemies of the Israelites to attack them.
所以神的愤怒就要转过来向他们施行。
And so in this case, the wrath and the fury of God turned
在这边,
to the Edomites.
这边神讲了好多次，你不当，你不当，你不当。
And so here in from verse 10 to 14 in the book of Obadiah, it has a lot of repetition of you should not, you should not.
好，那我们继续到下一个部分哈。
Let us continue on to the next section.
所以从第15节开始, 他就讲到刑罚的日子要临到。
And so from verse 15 and onwards, it tells us about the day of judgment.
好，我们来读哈，我们这次就把第三个部分，就把15节到21节把它读完。
And so let us read together from verse 15 all the way to the end.
好，我们回到厄巴底亚书第15节。
Let us return to the book of Obadiah, verse 15.
好，一二三。
1, 2, 3.
耶和华降罚的日子临近万国。 你怎样向你行，你的报应必归到你头上。16，你们犹大人在我圣山怎样喝了苦杯，万国也必照样尝尝的喝，且喝且焉，他们就归于无有。17。 在西安山必有逃脱的人，那山也必成圣，雅各家必得原有的产业。19，雅各家必成为大火，约瑟家必为火焰，以扫家必如碎秸，鼠必将他烧着吞灭，以扫家必无剩余的余剩的。这是耶和华说的。19，南地的人必得以扫山，高原的人必得非利士地，也得以法莲地和撒玛利亚地，便雅敏人必得基列。20，在迦南人中被掳的以色列众人必得地直到撒勒法，在西法拉中被掳的耶路撒冷人必得南地的诚意。21，必有拯救者上到锡安山审判以扫山，国度就归耶和华了。阿们。好，所以在这边啊、神借着他的先知厄巴迪亚宣告了啊、神的审判的临到。
And so here, the prophet Obadiah announced the judgment of God.
哦，那这个审判的宣告跟其他的先知书非常的啊、类似。
And so this judgment is actually very similar to other prophet books.
哦，尤其是跟前面的这个阿摩斯书。
It is, however, very similar to the book previous to this, the book of Amos.
哦，我们来看阿摩斯书的第一章。
Let us turn to the book of Amos, chapter 1.
哦，从第一章的第三节开始，神对列国来做出一个宣告和审判。
And so Amos chapter 1 from verse 3 onwards, he made announcements towards the nations of the world.
好，那从第三节说，大马士革三番四次的犯罪。
And so in verse 3, thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of Damascus and for four,
我必不免去他的刑罚。
I will not turn away its punishment.
好，第六节，加萨三番四次犯罪，我必不免去他的刑罚。
Six, for three transgressions of Gaza and for four,
推罗 第九节，推罗三番四次犯罪，我必不免去他的刑罚。
Nine, for three transgressions of Tyre and for four.
第十一节，以东三番四次犯罪，我必不免去他的刑罚。
Eleven, for three transgressions of Edom and for four. I will not turn away its punishment.
第十三节，亚门人三番四次犯罪，我必不免去他的刑罚。
And thirteen, for three transgressions of the people of Ammon, and for four, I will not turn away its punishment.
第二章第一节，摩押三番四次犯罪，我必不免去他的刑罚。
Two verse one, for three transgressions of Moab, and for four, I will not turn away its punishment.
第四节，犹大人三番四次犯罪，我必不免去他们的刑罚。
Four, for three transgressions of Judah, and for four, I will not turn away its punishment.
第六节，以色列人三番四次犯罪，我必不免去他们的刑罚。
Six, for three transgressions of Israel, and for four, I will not turn away its punishment.
哦，所以以色列人所敬拜的神不是只有以色列人的神。
And so, the God in which Israel worships is not just the God of Israel.
他是全地的主宰。
This is the God who is sovereign over the whole world.
不管这个人、这个国家知不知道要来敬拜他。
Whether or not a person or a nation knows whether or not to worship God.
他还是他们的主宰。
God is all still sovereign over them.
他的方向、他的生命都握在这位主宰的手中。
Their direction and their destiny is in the hands of God.
当这些国来得罪神的时候，
And so when these nations decide to sin against God,
神有他的公义要来审判，要来刑罚。
God has his justice that he will execute and he will judge.
但是在其中我们看到也有神的慈爱。
But among in this midst, we will still be able to see the mercy and the love and kindness of God.
忍耐以及宽容。
And we will see patience and acceptance.
如果有一个国一个民，他们醒悟到他们得罪了神。
If there is a nation, a tribe, or a people that knows that they have sinned,
愿意回转啊、不要再行他们手中的恶。
And they are willing to turn away, repent, and no longer sin.
神还是愿意给他们一个机会。
God will be willing to give them a second chance.
好像尼尼微一样。
Just like the city of Nineveh.
约拿他去传警告。
When Jonah, the prophet Jonah, went to give Nineveh its warnings.
这么恶的尼尼微人，居然他听了这个警告。
The wicked people of Nineveh, they surprisingly listened to his warnings.
转回不再行他们所平常行的恶。
And they repented and no longer sinned the way they did.
神就没有把他所说的灾难降下来。
And so God did not pour down the wrath in which he said he would.
所以神在全地作王。
And so God, he is sovereign over all the lands.
但是他有他的慈爱。
But he also has his loving kindness.
这边讲到说三番四次的犯罪。
And here it tells us, for three transgressions and for four.
代表神有他容忍的时候。
It means that he has his time in which he
can be gracious. 没有马上灭绝他们。
He does not, punish and, destroy people immediately.
但是这个容忍有一个极限。
But this, patience has a limit.
如果一个人执意的不悔改。
If a person persists in not turning back from
their sin, 那他的刑罚也即将会临到。
Then their time will also come.
这个是不只是包括众国，也包括了犹大和以色列。
This not only applies to the nations of the world, but also to the nations of Israel and Judah.
那神他的工作非常的奇妙。
But we see God's works are very miraculous.
他总是能够用一个国家来刑罚另外一个国家。
How can he punish a nation but not punish another?
不是他用一个国家为他的器皿来刑罚另外一个国家。
Sorry, he used a nation, to punish another nation as part of his will.
好像以色列国他们不好，他就兴起了亚述国来刑罚他们。
Just like how Israel, when they departed from God, he rose up the Assyrians to take over Israel.
那亚述国他不好。他也没有好到哪里去，神兴起了巴比伦来刑罚他们。
And the Assyrians, they were not any better than the Israelites, so God rose up the Babylonians to destroy them.
也用巴比伦来刑罚这个犹大。
And to use Babylon as well on the country of Judah.
那当巴比伦在神眼中亏欠到一个满的时候。
And so when Babylon's transgressions were full,
那神也把他的国他们的国夺回来交给了马代以及波斯。
And, after that, he took away, the kingdom of Babylon away from its leaders and gave it to the kingdoms of Persia and the Medes.
你如果看人的历史，其实这个是神，很多都是神的作为。
And if you look at human history, this is the work of God.
所以当我们来看来我们在看旧约的时候。
And so when we look at the Old Testament,
好像看以色列人进入到迦南地。
We see that the Israelites entered the promised land Canaan.
好，有些人说啊，这个不公平。
Some people may say this is not fair.
为了要让以色列人有一个产业，他把这个本来居住在迦南地的亚摩利人把他赶走了。
For the Israelites to have an inheritance in the land of Canaan, some of these people, like the Ammonites, were kicked out.
好。这个好像是对他们不公平。
This is very unfair to the people of Canaan.
但是从圣经我们看到，神绝对是公义公平的。
But we see from the Bible that God is totally just and fair.
他早就告诉亚伯拉罕。
He has long foretold Abraham.
以色列人要到要在埃及，在那边要等待。
That the Israelites they will be situated in Egypt to wait.
因为亚摩利的罪恶还没有满盈。
Because their sin has not reached, to a point where it is full.
等到他们罪恶满盈了，那以色列人，神要用以色列人来刑罚这个亚摩利人。
And up till the point when the transgression is full, God will use the Israelites to punish the Canaanites.
那以后以色列人罪恶满盈了，像我们刚刚说的，神就兴起别的国家来刑罚他们。
And once the transgressions of Israel was full, God will raise up other nations to punish Israel.
那在这个过程当中。
So in this process,
人所要学习的就是有一个敬畏的心。
What mankind needs to learn is a God-fearing, reverent heart.
好像在新约的时候，
just like in the New Testament,
我们来看罗马书。
If we look at the book of Romans,
罗马书的第十一章，
Romans chapter 11,
19到22节，
from verse 19 to 22,
罗马书十一章，
Romans chapter 11,
19到22节
verse 19 to 22.
你若说那枝子被折下来是特为叫我接上，二十节
20.
不错，他们因为不信所以被折下来，你因为信所以立得住，你不可自高反要惧怕，二十一节
21.
神既不爱惜原来的枝子也必不爱惜你，二十二节
22.
可见神的恩慈和严厉是像的像那跌倒的人是严厉的，像你是有恩慈的，只要你长久在他的恩慈里，不然你也要被砍下来。所以神在以色列人面前赶走了亚摩利人。
And so in the face of the Israelites, God casted out the Ammonites.
因为他们罪恶满盈。
Because their transgression was full.
但是以色列人自己罪恶满盈的时候，神也是没有顾惜他们，也是把他们赶出去了。
But when we see Israel, when their transgressions was full, God did not keep them either, also cut them off.
没有因为他们是亚伯拉罕的子孙而忽略了他们的罪过。
God did not ignore their sin simply because they were the descendants of Abraham.
那后来当主耶稣的福音到了之后，
and after when the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ has arrived,
以色列人不接受这个福音，
and when the Israelites did not receive the gospel,
所以福音传给了外邦，
the gospel was given to the Gentiles.
这些外邦人来领受这个福音，
and when the Gentiles received the gospel,
外邦人就是非以色列人，
the Gentiles were now part of the Israelites.
那他们不可以自高，
and they also cannot lift up their
hearts. 因为神既不顾惜原来的以色列人，因为他们的犯错，神就把这个枝子移去。
We should take care because the Israelites, they were dealt with the severity of God when they did not continue in His goodness.
那这样子，后来被接上的，我们要反要惧怕。
The Gentiles who were grafted on later should also have a God-fearing heart.
要保守自己在神的爱中和道理里面。
To keep ourselves in the goodness of God and in the truth.
因为神既不爱惜原来的枝子，也必不爱惜你。
Because if God did not spare the natural branches, He may not spare you either.
在神恩慈里持守自己在神的话语里面的，他会感受到神是慈爱的。
And those who
的这一面。
And those who continue in the goodness of God shall continue to experience His goodness.
但是违背神话语的行悖逆之事的人，他们却要体验到神严厉的那一面。
But for those who choose to depart from the goodness of God, they shall experience the severity of God.
所以在厄巴底亚书的后面我们可以看到神审判列国。
And so at the end, in the book of Obadiah, we see God was judging the nations.
但是在他的审判当中，你也看到了神给以色列人的一个盼望。
But in the judgment, we see that he gave the Israelites a hope.
尤其在最后这一节。
Especially in the very last verse.
必有拯救者上到锡安山，审判以扫山，国度就归耶和华了。
Then saviors shall come to Mount Zion to judge the mountains of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's.
这边讲到拯救者。
Here it talks about saviors.
这边讲到国度就归神了。
Here it tells us that the kingdom shall belong to the Lord.
这个是拯救者，就是主耶稣。
And the saviors refer to the Lord Jesus.
那国度归神。
And when the kingdom shall be the Lord's.
也是主耶稣他来到世上的时候说神的国近了。
It is when he has come to this world and said that the kingdom of God is near.
尤其在使徒行传的第一章。
Especially in Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章。
Acts chapter 1.
当主耶稣跟门徒聚集的时候，
when Jesus Christ he gathered with the disciples，
门徒问主耶稣这样子的一个问题，
the disciples asked the Lord Jesus this one question，
主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？
And he asked they asked the Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?
他们想到的是世上的这个以色列国。
And what the disciples were asking and thinking of was the physical Israel.
但是神主耶稣所要建立的是属灵的国度。
But what the Lord Jesus wishes to establish is a heavenly kingdom.
当圣灵降临建立了 属他的教会，属他的国度。
When the Holy Spirit descends and establishes the true church.
神在人的心中作王。
That's when God will become a king in the people, the hearts of the people.
这个就是神的国度临到了我们。
This is what it means to receive the kingdom of God.
好，所以这个厄巴迪亚书虽然短短的一章，但是它里面的内容非常的丰富。
Even though the book of Obadiah is quite short, but the message is abundant.
教导我们不要因为优异的生活而生出骄傲的心。
To teach us not to glory in our present circumstances.
特别教导我们要从如果看到一些神的审判，要从中学习到一个谨慎的心。
And to learn that if there are those that are being punished, we ought to learn a God-fearing heart that this does not happen.
那要像兄弟，要存着亲爱的心，而不是攻击的心。
And the relationship and the heart that you have towards your own brother should not be of attacking or violence, but of love and kindness.
那时常纪念神所要带来将来的审判。
And to continually remember the judgment that the Lord shall bring.
万国都要在他面前受审判。
For all nations shall be judged by him.
包括我们自己。
Including us.
好，那这个就是我们在厄巴迪亚书的学习。
And so this is the message and the lesson we learn from the book of Obadiah.
它在阿摩斯书后面，
which
约拿书的前面。
Obadiah, the book of Obadiah, which is after the book of Amos and before the book of Jonah.
今天每一个人都追上进度了。
And now today, all of us has caught up to the Bible reading progress.
明天开始可以从箴言当中有美好的学习。
And from tomorrow onwards, we shall continually learn from the book of Proverbs.
我们来唱赞美诗。
Let's all sing hymn.
126首。
126.